So hi everyone, this is Kirsten from Startup Weekend London EDU, and I'm here with Basim, the co-founder of, a new startup called edoodle.com. So what's your idea?
So my idea is basically it's expedia.com for online courses, and that would be there to help learners find the best courses that best fit their criteria. So imagine that you're going to Expedia to look for the best flight.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, you'll go to this website to search for the best course based on your preferences. So be it which university, if you receive a certificate at the end of the course, is it for free or is it paid?
Mm-hmm.
Based on your preferences, we filter down these courses, and then you can check the reviews on these courses, and then you click on join, and that will take you to the website of that course. What's happening now in the market is that we have a lot of startups and bigger universities who are putting their content for free. And it was a personal pain when I started to learn how to develop on iOS.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really sure which website to go to, whether it's to go to Stanford or like Code Academy. And I got lost. And then it came to the idea where, okay, there is a lot of content out there for free. Why don't we aggregate all that content and allow users to rate that content like Yelp?
Mm-hmm.
So that other students or other learners know where to go.
Okay, and where's the money at?
Money will come from two parts. One is the affiliate programs. So companies like Udemy and Lynda.com, for example, they people have to pay to get into these courses. So if we recommend these courses and students join these courses, we will be taking a fee or like a percentage of the revenue. Udemy, for example, it's around a 50% share. So that's a relatively good margin compared to the other affiliate programs of airlines and so on and so forth, because there is no marginal cost.
Mm-hmm.
So they can give away a good share of the revenue. So that's one way. The second way will be from universities. As the trend goes along with online education, many of the universities now are designing their own online content, paid content.
Mm-hmm.
And then discussions, and I know like in UC Berkeley, for example, the executive MBA, some part of it will be online. So now these programs will need promotion. As students search for courses to take, we can recommend programs offered by universities. So that would be another source of revenue.
And what do you hope in getting out of Startup Weekend?
I'm hoping to pitch my idea and get feedback, of course, from the investors, from the educators. That's one. To do a lot of market research and validation. So I'm sending my market research lookup of the website to see if they want to see something similar to Expedia. What would be their preferences that they like to filter down the courses with? So that we know. I mean, it's obvious for airlines, like a date